Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. All right, Hoppy and I are still at the bar, by the way. Hop's going to take care of this. Yes. What you got there, buddy?
All right, so is true or false, Bald Face Live, Bald Face Truth, Francisco Lindor is the best shortstop ever.
No, I'm out of here. There's this guy here. I mean, and what do you think we were doing during the break? We're actually looking at numbers.
I was breaking down how wrong I was on certain stats, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Francisco Lindor will end up with the most home runs as a shortstop. And that's,
I agree with that.
There's no doubt about that.
His numbers
will come down to.
we're getting right back into it.
Yeah.
Because here's why I think you'll be right with that. Maybe the only thing you'll be right with that. Now, but Ernie Banks had 500 home runs. People forget a lot of those came as a first baseman.
Well, right. Alex Rodriguez had 696 home runs.
Dude, he's got almost 270 home runs. He's going to bang a lot of bombs. The other stuff was where I was like, bartender, hit me up, double time. What do you got, Hoppy?
All right. So listen, as people may have listened to last week, these questions are very similar. But since BT wasn't here, I really wanted to hear your answer. So
that's code for I don't fake doing extra work. I'm going to ask him the same question I asked Sal.
Listen, guys. There's
It's called
a bit on radio. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, BT. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Juan Soto will get more MVP votes than anyone other than Shohei Ohtani in the NL.
Juan Soto will get more MVP votes than anybody else. You know, it's funny. When I was on vacation for a week or so, I kind of unplugged. I checked social media, just a little bit. So I haven't looked at the updated odds. He's kind of cold again, even though he got a big clutch hit last night. And you and I were talking about this during the break, and I heard Boomer say this, just as a quick aside. The ground ball that he hit, which was a massive hit, I thought that ball was like, you know, it was definitely like a six hopper. I'm like, I didn't get it very well. 108 miles an hour. I don't think I've ever been quite so deceived with an exit velo in my life. Like, I didn't think he hit that ball hard at all. I'm going to say nobody on the Mets. I thought there was a chance that Pete was going to do that. At this point, I don't think Pete will have more votes than him. Lindor's not this year. The Phillies. Let me see. The Dodgers. Betts has been horrendous this year. I'm going to say bald face truth. I don't say it with great confidence, but, you know, he's a good enough player and had a great month and will probably have another great month to put himself in position. I'll say bald face truth.
So just an FYI, we did this last week and the numbers have changed a bit.
Yeah.
But the top three are the same. Ohtani is -1449 right now for NL MVP odds. Pete Crow Armstrong is number two.
I forgot about him, damn it.
But he was like plus 500. I think he's plus 950.
He's got
now
a little chilly. Yep.
Yeah, and Juan Soto's plus 2,500.
You know who's four? Just as a point of context.
Kyle Tucker's plus 5,500.
That's my guy. You know, I want a Tucker for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. You had Luis Gil, who hasn't thrown a pitch yet. Jeez.
And Pete Alonso sitting there at plus 6,000. So, but he's sitting there at number seven. So okay. It's interesting. So, okay.
No Braves. They stink. Olsen, even though he's really good. No, I got you.
All right. Ball face lie, ball face truth.
Yep.
I asked Sal last week, Sauce Gardner will sign a multi-year extension with the Jets. He did it the next day. Mm-hmm. So let's move forward with that.
Are you trying to say that you're prescient? That means the ability to kind of...
Actually, I was saying, no, because I didn't want them to sign a long-term contract with him. I think he needs to earn it a little bit.
Go ahead.
So that goes to my next question. Ball face lie, ball face truth. Sauce Gardner will be first team All-Pro this season.
That's a ball face truth. I had a lot of issues. I was calling him Soft Gardner. You know that. Like, I had a lot of issues with him last year. Now, I also think he's going to be deployed very differently. He's going to go against every top receiver. I'd be stunned if Aaron Glenn doesn't have him follow the number one target vertically every single week. I don't know why Robert Saleh didn't do it. It was so stupid. He was too glued to his defense and it just didn't show the instincts to deviate from it. When he had a guy that you absolutely should deviate from that, you know, for. So I do think there's going to be much more hitting in Jets camp this year, this summer, even though it's, you know, not like Tiki's training camps, and it's still a little soft compared to back in the day. I think it's going to be aggressive, though. I think there's going to be pads popping. I think Sauce is going to get the message early. And now he's thin, okay? So he's never going to be a guy like Revis could bang you because Revis was thick and stout. I just think that his technique's going to be cleaned up a little bit, and I think that Glenn, who was also smallish, thicker, but short, was a good tackler. Bald-faced truth. I know he's got the talent. I think last year was the anomaly.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you agree?
No, I think that he was playing more the, I need to make sure that I'm healthy and I want to get paid. And I think if things go bad, and here's what I think that you and I a little bit disagree here. I don't know how good this Jets team's going to be.
No.
If they don't become a relevant team and things go bad again, I don't know how interested he is in playing football.
Well, but think about this. They were bad his first year when he was first team all pro.
Yeah, but it's his first year. His rookie trying year, to prove excited, some stuff. All this other stuff.
Yeah.
And last year it got worse. Every year is getting worse. I mean,
finally, year two was still really good. I think that that's unfair to Sauce in this regard, because kind of, let's be honest, what you're saying is you don't really trust his professionalism.
Oh, I don't.
That's where I disagree. I think last year, now, if we see the same signs this year, then they gave the money to the wrong guy. I think at his core, he's incredibly motivated to be great.
Right, which is why I say, prove me one more year. Like, last year was an off year. Garrett Wilson, in 3 years with a terrible quarterback every single year, still put up 1,000 yards, actually had less targets last year and more receptions. Like, show me that you're relevant even when the team stinks. And last year, it didn't do it for me, so I'm like, I'll give you the money, but go out there and perform.
Yeah, well, now you got to do it. I think it was more circumstantially driven. Again, not to exonerate him, because you're a young kid and you start checking out, which he did. That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to have a beast of a season. Well, I'm pumped to watch him. Hey, better.
Hey, better, man.
Now this, you got the contract. You think I was hard on you last year. I don't know what you call. I'll call you this year.
Him his real name, Ahmad. All right, final one.
It's Ahmed, isn't it?
Ahmed, yeah, sorry.
Come on, buddy.
Close. Hey, listen, we call him Sauce. I don't freaking know.
I know. I've done that too. Yeah.
All right, final one. Now, listen, again, I have to adjust this a little bit because there was 66 games last week. Now it's only 60 games. Or 62 games. Anthony Volpe, Ballface Live, Ballface Truth. Anthony Volpe will play 56 of the last 62 games at shortstop for the Yankees this year.
And that is the ball. That's a Ballface Truth. It shouldn't be. Like I said, if you guys just tuned in, free Odyssey app, check it out. I'll get back into this when we do the King topic of the day here. But there's no way. Now, you disagree. I'll give you a little space here to express yourself. There's no way I'm sending him to the minors. Zero chance. I don't think there's anybody who could take his place. I don't think it would be necessarily productive. I'm not doing that. But I would sit him for a couple days. And if it pops up again, I would sit him again for a day or two. There's no reason. He's not earned the right to be run out there every single day.
Where have we heard that before?
I know. It's always with the Yankees, too. He's not earned the right to be run out there every day during a pennant race right now. He's just not playing well enough here. I believe that they will. Hence, that's my answer, bald-faced truth.
Here's the reason why I would send Volpe down. First of all, I understand that his offense, you're still hoping that, like, the other day he ran into two home runs. Okay, that's great. Is Peraza going to do that? No, probably not. But you want to know something? Right now, Volpe has turned, like, he
Peraza
at one point,
stinks.
But at one point in time, Volpe did have an OPS closer to 800. It's back to his normal 670.
Mm-hmm.
It's back to where he is.
Yep.
So, and his defense is putrid. It's losing them games. It's time to send him down. Give him the breather down there. Take pressure away. Make him work for it. How about that? You know, we talked about Francisco Alvarez going down, and I don't disagree that I needed to see something different from him. He worked on it, and he came back. And listen, it's just one game, small sample size, but at least he showed that, you know what, I'm going to do the work. Anthony Volpe was given that shortstop job. They took it away from Gleyber Torres, rightfully so, but given to Anthony Volpe with no competition. It reminds me of Mark Sanchez when Mark Brunell was the freaking backup quarterback. You know he's not taking a job.
This guy's fired up.
You
today.
Know he's not taking a job. Where's the competition? Bring somebody in to light a fire under his ass.
Not going to this year. You can yell all you want. They're not going to do it.
Okay, but that's on them. That's on them. And when the Yankees fail, just remember that Anthony Volpe is lackadaisical at shortstop defensively. Offensive issues are his own thing. I can't sit there and talk about the offense. You know, are you going to really change his swing? Are you going to try?
Not midseason.
Exactly.
You can't, it's impossible.
So, but at the very least, make him make plays defensively, and he's not doing that right now. And that's part of the reason why you sent Alvarez down, right? His framing wasn't good. His pitching, the way he was calling pitches wasn't as good. Let's bring it back down to readjust. Give him 20 days, give him 2 weeks, whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not blindly defending him. They're not going to send him down. I mean, but I'm looking at the numbers again. And I'm looking at them because, remember, I remember saying last year, like, how do you not get on base at least 30%, at least 32%? It's back under 300 on base percentage.
And here's the thing is, BT.
I know he's not playing well. They're just not going to send him down. He's been really bad.
And I actually think the kid probably still can play in the bigs.
No, I do.
He's 24 years old. We're not talking about a guy who's 27, 28 years old who's never figured it out. Like, he's had a 20-plus home run season already. So clearly he can find a way to run into one. He's just too young right now. He's not there yet. He's not Derek Jeter.
Well, no, we know that. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Not even Gleyber Torres at this point playing shortstop.
Well, which is amazing.
But think about that. Right now, he's not. I mean, Gleyber Torres, when he played short, he stung catching, but he hit. He hit 212.
Right.
All right, B, thank you, Hoff. Good job there. BT and Sal here on the fan. Hoff dropping the questions. We'll get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. King topic of the day. Phones are hot. The Yankee mess. Stearns comments before the game last night. Be careful there, Stearns. There's a trap door, and I'll tell you why again a little later. And if you wanted to weigh in on the lunacy, I guess, of the Lindor cheater stuff, whatever, go for it. BT and Sal on the fan.